This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour now, time for another episode of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along to be able to interpret and understand some of the things that are going on in the world of medicine. Ken is an evidence-based cardiologist from Florida. He's been on this program for a long time, and he takes time every week to go through the medical journals to understand or try to interpret what some of the findings are of a lot of the research that's being done. When you look at the health in our nation, Ken, a lot of people think we're not doing so well. Cancer rates climbing. Nearly one in eight American has diabetes. We're ballooning in weight.
It's probably all related to obesity, and it's related to lifestyle. Obesity and abusing drugs.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, when people are sick, where do they come? They come to America to get well.
Yep, they do. That's right. So even though this is kind of a grim picture, there is a report that suggests that our cholesterol numbers, which have improved significantly over the past 17 years, are holding pretty steady. If you go back to 1999, the number of Americans suffering from high total cholesterol has declined 18%.
Is that including the people who are on medication? Because we're much more aggressive with medicine today than we were in that time period.
Well, it would seem to me that that would make sense. We're becoming more aware of the artificial trans fats, which is bad.
We definitely are.
We've got those cholesterol-lowering statins that you use and a lot of cardiologists use, and that seems to be helpful. We have kind of a different relationship toward cholesterol, don't you think?
Oh, we absolutely do. Going and pushing the numbers higher is the obesity epidemic, but pushing the numbers lower is our awareness of the good fats and the bad fats. As you were leaning towards the trans and the saturated fats are the good ones, the omegas, the monounsaturated, the polyunsaturated are the good ones. And we need to, eat the right fats, but also we need to get down to ideal body weight. And, I have gotten into exercise in the last 2 to 3 years, you can just see your good cholesterol skyrocket up as you do more and more exercise. And looking at your HDL, your good cholesterol, is probably the best measure of your overall lifestyle. And amazingly, as I have adjusted mine has, I'm not here to boast. I'm just giving you the facts. But before I started my exercise program, if I could get mine to 50, it was really a challenge. Mine is, my HDL, my good cholesterol is now in the 90s.
Really? Mine is in the 40s.
Well, we need to get you into a better exercise program.
I think I do need to continue to focus on losing weight, which I'm much more. I bought a scale last week. You'll get a kick out of this. I went into Target and I bought a scale for $7.
Wow.
And Meredith said to me, "What in the world can you buy for $7? Well, it worked for about 4 days and it doesn't work anymore. So I was in one of the sports stores.
No warranty, right?
No, of course not. Made in China. So I went into one of the sports stores to buy some exercise equipment, and I saw a scale that really sort of was the exact opposite of the other scale. That had all kinds of information is on
that,
it. I spent $57 on
whoa.
It.
Whoa.
So now, yeah, I can see all of those things, body mass,
yes,
and that sort of stuff, which is
percent
to keep
fat and things
on.
Like that.
Yep, yep.
Oh, you're going to have fun with all those.
So the report suggests that there is, even though there's progress that's been made, there is more prevalence of high total cholesterol greatest among adults 40 to 59, particularly with women. By race and gender, white women have the greatest prevalence of high total cholesterol. Isn't it the opposite for black men and white men? Black men have higher cholesterol. Am I right with that?
You know, I'm not sure how the races break down, and so I don't have that data on the top of my fingers. But, you know, I take each patient separately as an individual, and you know, I'd rather look at it that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'd like to know what their lifestyle is. I'd like to know their numbers and then try to develop, customize a lifestyle, personalize it to the individual patient to get the numbers as well as we can with just lifestyle. So blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight, working on those four numbers. And there's so much you can do before you start the medicines.
I saw something else. Dr. Ken, for those of you who may be new to this program, to this exercise in good health, is a cardiologist, practices at his own clinic in Mondura, Florida. And as I look at the continuing overview that's here, the number of coronary artery bypasses, the kind of service of the surgery that's being done, there's an overview of people taking statins here for heart disease, Ken. And this report suggests there are major benefits, pretty much the same thing that you say frequently. This is from the American College of Cardiology. I guess there's a conference going on in Washington that is study. I mean, every year these things come out, and they'll publish it, and maybe you'll have some more information next week.
Doug, the latest studies show 9 extra years of life if you have coronary disease if you're on a statin. Do I need to repeat that?
You can if you want.
If you have coronary artery disease, if you have plaquing in the circulation to your heart, and if you're put on a statin, you'll have 9 extra years on average than if you wouldn't have taken a statin.
Mm-hmm.
That's
well,
what the latest data is showing.
All right. Latest data underscored here. This is Good Day Health. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. We'll get to some of the other things that are trending in the journals in a few moments. One of the things that is not in dispute, trending, word on super beets and super foods and nitric oxide. This is there's quite a bit of information that's available from the people as they become more successful and people ask more questions about super beets, how it affects your energy quotient, your fatigue quotient, I guess that's what it is. Blood pressure, all the things that are affected by super beets circulation. If you're an exerciser, this is something, I don't know whether you take your super beets before you go to exercise or not, but this is something that has become so effective, it's so safe, it enhances your body so much. Ken's going to fill you in on some of the details here as to why we both like using this product as much as we do.
Well, it's a natural product that has good research showing it's safe and effective. It's based on Nobel Prize-winning research from 1998, the discovery of nitric oxide. This is the third important gas in the body. Your body needs it. It helps to relax the blood vessels so that the oxygen carried by the red blood cell can get in and the red blood cells can circulate from head to toe. Helps to lower the blood pressure also by relaxing the blood vessels. It's a signaler from head to toe. It helps the body communicate. And if you don't continuously remake nitric oxide, you will be deficient. You'll not feel as though you have your energy. Your blood pressure will go up. And as we get older, your ability to make nitric oxide declines. And Super Beets is a great way to get a big boost of nitric oxide. I like it when I work out, before a workout. It's just a natural, safe, legal way to do it. You're not abusing your body in any way. And it's also a way, instead of those high caffeinated energy drinks midday in the afternoon, you need a little natural boost. Getting a nitric oxide boost with Super Beets is just a wonderful, healthy, safe, effective way.
800-655-4183 brings you around to the Super Beets headquarters so you can order this superfood. 800-655-4183. You get a 30-day supply of Super Beets free when you have your first order placed. Comes with that book, Beat the Odds. It's also a free shipping connection, too, that's cool. So you just, you're buying a product, being shipped to you free. You're going to use it. You're going to like it. You're going to keep using it because that's how the word's around. People start using it, and they keep using it because it works. It does what Ken says it does. 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. One more time, 800-655-4183.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Flap, pustule, jowls, nugget, gurgle, smear, bulbous, pork.
If you hear certain words on the job site,
baloney,
work can be uncomfortable.
Tender.
So at least get work gear that's comfortable. Timberland Pro work shirts, pants, and boots. Head to toe, Timberland Pro. Not uncomfortable.
Moist. All right, Dr. Kent. Oops, excuse me, Dr. Ken and Doug. All right, let's get to this first study that you've overviewed. The depression tied now to a shorter lifespan. If you're depressed about whatever, I don't know if that's new. Would you expect that to have been the case anyway, Ken?
Well, yes. People who suffer from depression may not live as long as individuals who do not experience depression. This comes out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week. This new study, it found a link between depression and premature death, Doug, even after accounting for things like obesity, smoking, and drinking habits. So treating depression can reduce depressive symptoms, improve quality of life, and potentially prolong life.
Really? What do we have that we're using? Isn't there a lot of controversy about some of the drugs that are being used for people who are depressed?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, because in the American Journal of Psychiatry this month, we learned that as little as 1 hour of exercise each week, my favorite drug, regardless of intensity, can help to prevent depression. This is a study that examined data from almost 34,000 people, Doug.
34,000 people. Imagine the number of depressed people that there are in the world. And why are people depressed? Why is it that people get clinically depressed?
Well,
how does that start and how does it continue?
How much time do we have?
About a half a minute now.
Well, it depends how you define it. There's reactive depression, and we all go through that with circumstances of loss. Mm-hmm. And sadness. And then there's more major depression, which is really biochemical in nature, and there's underlying abnormalities of the chemistry of the brain.
Mm. Well, everybody's chemistry is different, and so different things in our body affect us different ways. I think that's for sure. 21 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
In an emergency. emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Wait a minute, 23 past the hour. Our focus is on your health and what influences your health and well-being in a collective sense. And then we get down to some of the nitty-gritty with some of your questions. You can send them along to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, if you'd like to do that. All right. So there are lots of people who have done lots of studies on menopause and how it affects women in different ways at different ages. So this latest study on menopause focuses on body weight before, apparently, right?
Well, you know, we talk so much about obesity. This is the other side of it. Being underweight also has a huge effect. This comes out of Human Reproduction Medical Journal this week, Doug, and this is another large study of almost 80,000 women, and it's concluded that being underweight poses a risk of experiencing early menopause. In this study, early menopause was defined as occurring before a woman reaches age 45, and we use this BMI of the doctors. You know, we no longer talk about your height or your weight, but it's this combined number, body mass index, BMI. Everybody should know their BMI, and normal is 18.5 to 24.9, and in this study, women with a BMI below 18.5, and that's considered underweight, at any age, they were 30% more likely to experience early menopause compared with women whose BMI was normal. So women whose BMI was between 25 and 29.9, that's considered overweight, and 30 or above is obesity. They were up to 30% less likely to experience early menopause. Early menopause is associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease and other health conditions such as cognitive decline, osteoporosis, and premature death. So early menopause has huge effects on things outside the reproductive system.
Well, it's really very interesting to see how this impacts the women that have to go through it. It's a horror show. I think it does a lot of things, not only to your body, but to your mind. You wonder why God created this opportunity. What's supposed to come out of it? Men don't understand it. We don't come even close to being able to understand it because we don't go through it. And it's hard sometimes to get those who are involved to really talk about their feelings with regard to it.
It's not as severe for guys, but guys do go through a little bit of this.
Oh, I think you're right. I think men go through a period every 28 days, cycles that may be astrologically connected, they're physically
But if
connected.
I heard you right, you said that men don't go through a menopause, and I think...
Well, I didn't mean it. Yeah, they don't go through it the same way that women do.
As severe, but they go through an episode with their testosterone.
How does it so then how does it manifest?
Fatigue.
How would that?
Well, their potency. I could personalize this. Your ability to perform, I'm sure, is not the way it was when you were 20.
You talking to me?
I'm talking to everyone our age. It's just a reality.
Yeah. It collides with the desire and opportunity as well,
but also just ability, and that is part of the male menopause that we just have to make the best of it, as women do also sometimes. And our hormones are changing, and I don't want to say that we go through it as severely as women, but it affects both sexes.
Yeah.
As the hormones change.
The sexual realities of people and their bodies and what they go through affects. As I said, I think men go through a cycle every 28 days, same as women do. Whether it's predicated by where the moon is or what astrological influences there are, whatever it is, I know I feel differently often.
Every 28 days?
I go through periods when I feel great and then I don't feel great. Physically, emotionally, spiritually.
But you cycle every 28, regularly?
I think so, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yep, I think I go through it with regularity. I think men, if they're honest with themselves, would see that pattern as well. 28 past the hour on Good Day Health.
Not available in all states.
Hey, Carl, how is it you're always golfing? I thought you owned a business.
I own a recent Irby's robot franchise, Bob.
Robots? What do they do?
They serve 7 flavors of delicious frozen yogurt in just 60 seconds with a choice of 6 tasty toppings. I've got robots in malls, movie theaters, and hospitals, and the franchisor secured these locations for me.
Sounds so easy.
Yep, managing my robots is simple. Each takes about 2 hours of maintenance a week, leaving me plenty of time to practice my short game.
Oh, nice shot. Looks like I need to get some Reese and Irby's robots.
Easiest employees you'll ever have. Just go to frailfranchising.com. Reese and Irby's will supply everything you need. They even secure you high traffic locations. Hey, where are you going?
To learn more about a Reese and Irby's franchise opportunity.
To learn more about your Reese and Irby's Froyo robot franchise opportunity, go now to froyofranchising.com and use promo code 2828. froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 2828.
To most people, magnetic resonance elastography and slip interface imaging are meaningless words. But if you have a brain tumor, these new technologies could mean a lot.
Previously, we used diagnostic imaging just to look at the tumors and see what they look like, and we made guesses as to how difficult they would be to remove. Well, this technology actually allows us to see how stiff, soft a tumor could be. We could also determine whether or not the tumor was stuck to the brain or sticky in certain nerves or parts of the brain.
And for neurosurgeons like Dr. Jamie Van Gompel, that information can be vital.
Most of the tumors, unfortunately, are very soft. However, about 1 in 10 are very firm tumors. And if that's the case, we have to prepare differently for that case, because that case now may take 5-6 hours to do a good job without injuring the patient.
Technology that is providing surgeons better information to provide patients better outcomes. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Meet Access and Media. If you're looking for an agency that knows value and values their clients, then look no further. We're a multimedia agency that understands and works for conservative clients. We place the right media, whether in finance, precious metals, firearms, politics, you name it. Our clients are loyal because we work hard to earn that loyalty. No upfront fees, no monthly minimums. Call Access to Media today at 413-206-0710. That's 413-206-0710. Or visit accesstomedia.com. Free consultations. What have you got to lose?
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
After the hour on the Good Day Health Hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. And so many people from all around the country say to me in various venues how relieving it is, how great it is to have a doctor who really does care, who pays attention to the details, and who wants to spend time with his patients and clients. So if you're of that ilk and you hear Ken talking about things that are important to you and you've gotten some kind of a read from your doctor or a doctor that either confuses you or you don't like, you need a second opinion, call 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400 for Lake Cardiology, and make yourself an appointment. Go see Ken and enjoy the ambiance. We're a beautiful town, beautiful staff, beautiful people, and you'll get, I hope, the kind of help that you need and you're seeking. Ken's office, 352-735-1400. All right, so the way we've been talking about what it is to eat the wrong way and to, you know, still have the statin drugs impact us in a way that we are not as badly off as we might be under the circumstances. And, you know, we've talked a little about depression. Actually, there are three or four things this week in the various journals, Ken, because there are various meetings going on. Most of the stuff that comes out in these journals that you study result of various meetings of various groups of doctors. So if you have a baby in the summertime, that's a way for you to almost guarantee having postpartum depression. What is there about the summer that makes that happen, that's true?
Well, again, there's a meeting in your hometown of Boston this mm-hmm. week of the American Society of Anesthesiologists, and they were trying to study if they could identify some of the factors related to pregnancy that bring on this postpartum depression. They don't understand why they do it, but they did make some progress in this area to identify what the factors are. So about 10% of women suffer from anxiety or depression after childbirth. That's a lot of women. And symptoms of postpartum depression include sadness, restlessness, agitation, and decreased concentration. And according to this new study, certain factors related to pregnancy and delivery may actually affect a woman's risk of having postpartum depression. It appears that giving birth in the winter or the spring is linked to a lower risk of developing postpartum depression, as is having a baby at full term. Also, using anesthesia during delivery appears to lower the risk of postpartum depression. So, Doug, you may want to let all the women know that they should wait till April to get pregnant, go full term, and use anesthesia, and they'll really lower their risk of getting postpartum depression.
What about C-sections? What impact do they have in this whole arena?
It didn't seem to be a factor that they could
really
identify.
See, I think both my children were born through C-section. My wife at the time was small, and Megan was very large. She weighed 9 pounds and 11 ounces
wow.
when she came out. Tony gained about 46 pounds.
Did she have postpartum
pregnant.
Depression?
I don't know that she did.
You
actually.
Would have known.
Yeah, I would have known. She was really pretty happy when Megan came out, but it was after 4 days of labor, and the baby Megan couldn't get through her birth canal, so in order to be done with it, they just decided, okay, we'll do a C-section, bring her out that way.
So she's consistent with the study. That was not a factor that
not on her. I think the children who come, however, out through C-section, which is being done more and more because it's more convenient for the doctor to schedule the C-section for 8 o'clock on Monday morning rather than midnight on Sunday.
Well,
when the baby might come out.
And what do you think is happening? Because I'm going to really light up your life when I talk to you about what the latest is on that. Because this is right in your wheelhouse.
I find my children both think that it that coming out the way they did, they both came through C-section, that they didn't go through the birth canal, and that may have affected their psychological tune. In tune-up reality. There's a different... What happens to you if you go through the birth canal, and that's the first challenge in life, if you don't go through it, it seems to have a different impact on you. So
Can I enlighten you with the latest thought about
please.
This? It's fascinating.
Yeah.
You're going to love this, because this is in your wheelhouse. You know, I've talked to you a little bit about the microbiome. This is like the newest frontier in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's these millions of organisms that live in us. You know, we thought they were just passerbys, that they just, hung around. But they actually, the more we study them, the more we realize how vital they are, how important they are for the body to function properly. And this is an area of great study. And what is believed currently is that those who have a C-section don't go through the birth canal through the vagina, where there's tons of bacteria. So part of the biome that we all have is not planted as well as it is if you have a C-section, because you're not exposed as an infant to all of that microorganism in the woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm. So the immune system is going to be has two strikes against it before you even get started, because you didn't get exposed to all that stuff on the way out of the regular canal.
Yes.
I never thought about that. That's pretty interesting.
But there's been some late breaking studies, and I haven't even talked about them because this is so cutting edge, and actually trying to see if you could smear in a C-section the baby with the contents from the woman's vaginal canal, and that doesn't seem to help.
Really?
Correct.
So it's the process as well as what you're exposed. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, there's something that we can't reproduce by just smearing the babies, because a lot of nurses who deliver babies will do that. They'll try to make up for it currently, but it doesn't seem to be as effective. So you really do lose something. It seems the theory right now is implanting that microbiome just doesn't occur as well as it should, because you don't get exposed initially to all that bacteria in the canal.
Wow.
Isn't that fascinating?
That's very, very significant, isn't it, huh?
Yes.
Under the circumstances. All right, let's see here.
And this is not crazy science. This is real cutting-edge medical science at top-tier university medical schools.
Yep. All right, here's something on the opioid crisis. I have a hard time believing what you're about to tell us from the American Society of Anesthesiologists. Again, more from that meeting in Boston about opioid painkiller abuse.
So why should this report be any different than all the others?
What? Whether I believe it or not?
Correct. So
maybe because I don't agree with it because I have other information, but that's, you know, let's see what they have to say.
Let's review what they're reporting. So, yes, at the same meeting, what they're reporting is that the number of Americans abusing prescription painkillers has leveled off in recent years, but there's no apparent decline yet. The latest data they had that they could evaluate was 2014, and this is amazing. Close to 14% of American adults and teenagers had ever abused the drugs, which include Vicodin, OxyContin, and morphine. And we physicians, Doug, we must give patients alternative ways to manage pain. There are times when people need short-term pain relief with opioids, but for most long-term pain unrelated to cancer, opioids are generally no better than a placebo, and the risk of opioids, including addiction and overdose, they're too well known.
Well, go another step with that. There's a sentence that, read the second last sentence over again that you had there about, the reality of what these opioids really are. What does it say?
No, I'm not sure the reality. I mean, they're good short-term, for short-term pain relief, but when you need long-term pain relief unrelated to cancer, they're no better than a placebo.
I get that. But the fact that people are using them not for painkillers, but to get high, there is an epidemic in this country. Maybe not, they're not using them for painkillers, but they certainly are using them for other purposes that have nothing to do with their medical purpose in life.
There's definitely abuse going on, and there's the medical organizations have come out with guidelines, because in the early 2000s this was a much bigger problem, and it's still a big problem, but it seems to be tamping down because there finally have been guidelines coming out from a lot of medical groups.
I think these guys are sticking their head in the sand. I don't think they have a clue. As you know, my son is an alcohol and drug counselor in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and
but
the
Los
problem
Angeles is not the rest of the country. I've talked to a lot of doctors in Central Florida about this.
Yeah.
And they don't, you know, I've asked them, are you prescribing more opioids in the last 5 years? And they all say no.
Mm-hmm. Well, the number of prescriptions, maybe the awareness of what's going on in the aftermarket has made them less likely to prescribe a painkiller that's an opioid. Okay, I get that. But the use, the abuse of them, not for painkillers, but just as drug, you know, like any other kind of drug, cocaine or whatever you get,
what is outrageous.
What
is the source of the problem?
The source of the problem is these painkillers have been overprescribed. There's a lot of them laying around. Kids get a hold of them. They use them to get high, and some adults do as well.
But what I'm trying to say is I think, you know, in the early 2000s, that was true. But I think in the last few years, you know, of course there are some outliers, but I think the doctors are really more conscious about this in the last few years. And I've actually asked my colleagues there, you know, and again, Los Angeles is not the whole country.
No, but I think that the problem is indicative of stuff that you see. You hear more and more how all of this stuff, the drugs that are being taken by kids in the Midwest
Upper Moon. They never used to be the problem that there is there now.
Well, but and this study says that it's. I'm not denying it's not a problem. What it's looking like is that it's peaking.
Okay, good. Well, that's good news. Take that away.
That's the good news of this story, that it's still a big problem, but it doesn't seem to be accelerating.
Got it. Okay. Here's a problem that you can fix very easily. The amount of immune strength your body has. Ken and I talk about this all the time, and the products that come from the folks at Balance of Nature are aimed at fixing those particular issues, like where your immune system is. You're going to have a weak immune system, therefore be more susceptible to colds and flu and other things that happen during the winter. There's a pretty easy fix that comes from balanceofnature.com. Go there and use the code DJV. Order their fruits and veggies. They have a capsule with 9 fruits that have been prepared and powdered. You can either take the capsule or you're going to open it up, put it on your fruit that you're eating or your food, whatever it is. Same thing is true for the veggie capsule. They have a fruit and veggie capsule that you can take. This is really the modern era, I don't want to say of medicine, but certainly of supplementation. So you have an immune system that's weak, and everybody who's in the medical profession will tell you fruits and vegetables. Ken talks about this all the time. Make sure you eat the prescribed number of fruits and vegetables. Well, nobody does. You know that, Ken. I know that. Everybody knows that people don't eat as much as they're supposed to. So here's the way around that. With ripened fruits and vegetables that have been powdered and prepared by the folks at Balance of Nature. So you order these 2 bottles, one of fruits, one of veggies. Take a couple every day, and your immune system will be enhanced greatly over the next month or two. And the best part about this, as you introduce yourself to Balance of Nature products, you'll get the first month free when you order a supply from Balance of Nature at balanceofnature.com/DJV. So the free month supply, your better overall health is there. That's what their interest. That's their whole mantra. And the immune system is responsible for your being healthy. So enhance that. That's the benefit of taking these fruit and vegetable capsules. You'll be enhancing your immune system. What a fabulous product, or products, plural. It's balanceofnature.com, code DJV, to order today.
Kohl's, it's time to stack the savings. Don't miss Kohl's 50% off sale this Thursday through Sunday. Take 50% off hundreds of select items store-wide. Plus, take an extra 20% off. Plus, take an extra $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Plus, Yes to You members earn triple points. Thursday through Sunday, only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 26th through 29th. Some exclusions apply. See store kohls.com for details.
It's National Teen Driver Safety Week, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, car crashes remain the number one killer of teens. NFL Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith has joined forces with Michelin to bring awareness to teen driving safety by sharing important tips and best practices for coaching new drivers.
Well, there's no one instructional manual that's teaching someone how to drive a car or the responsibilities of driver safety. Michelin has a great resource for parents and teens alike that help us understand some of those things and some of those tips. You can go to michelinman.com/sharing safety. There's so many things that you can get from this downloadable handbook that can just help them become better and more confident in their ability to drive and handle the car. Some of these tips are adjusting mirrors, how to change lanes, also about the car and the tires itself. Maintaining your tires is important for your safety.
Get social and share your own driving tips using #SharingSafety, because we all share the road.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Health Watch time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you get his weekly podcast of special information. As a matter of fact, the podcast that's up there right now, Ken and I go through some data that shows how seriously we need to deal with stress and how to treat it. We talk about the merits of flu vaccinations. And so that's all part of, and the sugar business, that's going to be an ongoing debate. But if you want to get the inside details and find out what's going on in your body with help from Dr. Ken, go to GoodDayHealthShow.com. GoodDayHealthShow.com to get the weekly podcasts and the updates. So I want to stick with the cold and flu season, Ken. A lot of parents worrying about taking children to the doctor's office and sitting in a waiting room full of sick children. Hospitals, dangerous places for disease transmission as well. So that's why they've taken infection control policies seriously. But I wonder, going back to the children, the pediatric medical circumstances that exist, what about, there was a new statement issued this week by the American Academy of Pediatrics saying infection prevention and control in pediatric ambulatory settings is being put into effect to minimize the spread of germs in waiting rooms and exam rooms. So this is about hygiene, immunizations, and the suggestion here is that you can get sicker just by going to the doctor's office and sitting around with other patients who are sick.
Well,
what do you make of that?
Well, it is a concern. In the more enlightened pediatric offices, they actually have two areas for the patients to wait, and they're separated. They have a relatively well child area, and then they have an area for the children who have an infectious disease.
Really?
My daughter always went to a pediatrician, and they had two different what places to sit. And I think that's a great idea.
All right. So is that your recommendation to people who are listening now who have children and they're going to get flu shots? You and I have our conversation about that.
I hope their pediatricians have separate waiting rooms.
Look for them. In fact, when you're checking out pediatricians, should you be looking for a pediatrician that has two waiting rooms, one for sick children and one for children that aren't sick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think, doesn't the government require you disinfect your offices? What do they require of you? You're a cardiologist.
Well, there's a lot of rules, and OSHA rules, and keeping people healthy and keeping bugs out.
It stands to reason the waiting room is going to be full of germs.
Absolutely.
And, a lot of the parents bring in their own germs as well.
We have to do a certain number of hours, the whole staff, of education each year to keep up our licenses.
Really?
Oh,
for heaven's sakes, I didn't know
OSHA that. Is very active in the doctor's office.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting into government in our businesses. Here's another one that I would like you... Have you ever heard of guanabara? G-U-A-N-A-B-O-R-A. It's a fruit.
Guanabara.
Guanabara is a fruit. Looks like kiwi inside.
Sounds
but all
good.
But all of a sudden... It's all over the place because a Canadian doctor says that his research proves that guanabara will kill cancer cells. And so there is a rumor floating around that a lot of the cancer industry, like the Cancer Centers of America, are trying to find farms where this stuff's being grown and buy them to keep the stuff from being distributed.
Oh, come on.
How do you...
wait for the Kennedy records to come out. Come on. There's no conspiracy to suppress the cure for cancer because, the cure for cancer is waiting to get the Nobel Prize, and there are people in labs throughout this world who don't care about what you're saying and are going to get it out if they haven't. Mm-hmm. So if it's there, it's going to get out. The problem with what he's advocating is it really hasn't been tried in a good study, a controlled study.
Right. Yeah.
So it's just wait and see.
I always love it, though,
but
that's good. I like that. Oh, come on. All right. Let's talk about Superbeats for a moment, helping to present Dr. Ken to you. As we age, we notice our bodies are changing. And as your bodies change, they need different nutrition. Nutritionally dense foods like beets. And beets are the main ingredient in Superbeets. Hello, that's why they call it Superbeets. Made from beets grown to exacting standards, concentrated into superfood crystals. Your blood pressure is normalized. You get blood everywhere in your body. Ken says, get it. 800-655-4183. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I talk faster than he does. 800-655-4183 for Superbeets. Get your first month free. Superbeets.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.